Alrighty, gang, and welcome back to another episode of the Mr. Friendship Podcast. I am your host, Jacob Sharp. And oh my god, gang, we are back. We are back with another episode, and I'm so stoked. This episode's great. It's with one of my good friends, Joseph Belfiore. Actor, comedian, writer, and just an overall great, great fella. We talk about all sorts of cool stuff. Talk about the new show he's making, Blackout City. We talk about everything from MSN handles to what it's like to be a directioner and a believer, you know? We're here. We fucking did it. We're here and I did it and we're doing another one and I keep on doing it and I'm so proud of myself, man. I'm proud that I'm just pumping out these episodes. I could just be one of those people who does something and then just stops doing it because, you know, you did it and then you forget about it. But I want to stay consistent because this is so rewarding to me, is talking to my friends. And it might suck that it took a podcast to realize that I need to hang out with my friends more. But it did. And I'm freaking loving it, man. What I am not loving is segues, but also what I am not loving is the new Kanye West album, man. I didn't like it. I didn't think it was very good. The new Kanye West, Jesus is King. And it's not because it's a religious album. It's because it's just not very good. The production of it, whoa. Hey, here he comes again, everybody. Here comes Kanye again with sick production. He kills it. The production is amazing in it. But it's not what he built it up to be. And the lyric content just sucks. It sucks to listen to. You put it in your ear and you go, oh, no, it's okay. Oh, it's okay, no thanks. It's the person on the street being like, hey, can I talk to you for you? Oh, no thanks. No thanks, I don't want that. It's okay. I don't need your thing. I don't want to sign it. I'm sorry. No thanks, I'm sorry. The thing I didn't like about it, because I thought the whole thing was pretty much fine, but it's the last song that I didn't like, Jesus is Lord. The reason I didn't like it is because the main lyric in it is Jesus is Lord, and Kanye, we know Jesus is Lord. That's kind of his name. That's what people call him all the time. It's his nickname, man. We know Jesus is Lord. Is he also Savior? Is Jesus also Savior, Kanye? Hey, dude, I would have cut that one. It's redundant. You think I'm going to come on the podcast and be like, Jacob is loud. Jacob is loud, man. Jacob is loud, man. You think I'm going to walk around on the street and be like, Jacob is me. Jacob is me. Hi, Jacob is me. No, I'm not going to do that because it's stupid. I didn't like the last song and it really made me angry. I seriously started listening to it and audibly went, oh, are you fucking kidding me? That's how, and also to make a song that redundant and then make it 40 seconds long. Oh, there's filling in this donut. There's filling in this donut, but it's not good filling. There's filling. You just trying to make the, there's all killer, no filler, buddy. There's a Sum 41 reference for you little nuggets out there. It's all killer, no filler. Or no, all, that's not what I meant. Fuck. Because that means a good thing, right? It's all killer, no filler. All filler, no killer. There, idiot. All filler, no Lord. No Lord the artist. That'd be awesome if Kanye did if he had her feature on that. I would listen to that album. That would be, because he remixed one of her songs once, but that's not enough for me. That's not enough. That's not enough, Kanye. You hear it from Mr. Friendship first. I'll have him on the pod. I'll have Kanye on. Hopefully he listens. Kanye, if you want to be on, it's okay. I'll let you on. I'll let you explain your side of the story. But right now, man, Jesus is Lord is just not cutting it for me, man. Yeah, guys, we got an exciting episode. It's episode 5. I hope people are enjoying this show. We go long in this one, but it's definitely worth it. There's lots of really good nuggets, and Joey really has some good stories in here. So without further ado, guys, enjoy episode 5.
That would change.
Well, no, it's our thing. It's an experience between friends.
True.
I also don't know if I would... I don't know. I've never tested if I'm funny or not with weed.
Yeah, we could try it as an experiment. Obviously, ask the questions you want to ask before.
Right.
Do the stuff you want to do before.
Or do I get into the really emotional questions after?
Maybe. I think whatever you want to do.
I don't. Can you be emotional on weed? Are you an emotional person?
I'm very chatty. Nikki calls me Chatty McWeedzo.
Chatty McWeedzo. That's a great name.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. You'll dunk the table.
Yeah. Are we going? Have we started?
Yeah, we just start. Hey, we just start.
How's it going?
It's good. Hey, buddy. I like how when you start, you feel like you need to be informal.
Oh, yeah. Now my voice is.
Because now you're like, yeah. Oh, hi. Oh. Hello. Here, just move in a bit closer. Yeah. There.
A little more.
Not where you have to be like hunched over.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Just
more intimate.
Yeah. Well, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
Get loose. Feel loose. It out. Are you feel yeah. loose? You
My
feel
shoulders
good?
Feel good.
We're on camera now. I hope. Joey, can you go around and see if I'm in the shot too? Because I know now that you're in the shot.
You're barely in frame. Your head's in frame, but the rest of your body is not.
Good grief, Jacob. Good grief, Jacob Sharp. Now, can you go back in there?
Yeah. Okay, sitting.
Yeah, let's both barely be in frame.
That's good.
No, yeah. it's a nice. It's talking heads, anyways.
Yeah, the laptop is the focal point. That's the.
I want you guys to know the production level of what goes on here.
It's the laptop.
It's all laptop.
Yep.
No, welcome back to another episode of the Mr. Friendship Podcast, everybody. We're on the ones and twos. We're on the old camera. And your fifth guest of the podcast is my dear friend and coworker and all around. I think we're more and more we find out like just like similar. Like
yeah, we're pretty similar.
We're similar young men. Joseph Belfiore.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here.
Buddy, I'm so happy to have you on. It's a pleasure to have you on because you are now the first, I don't want to say non-comedian.
I'm definitely not a comedian.
But you are an extremely funny person. And you do comedy.
I do comedy, just not on stage and not as a... I do comedy.
You do comedy.
Just no stand-up because I'm terrified of it. And yeah, there's nothing like...
But fuck stand-up, man.
And but, I know mean, it's good when you're good. Like, you're good at it. I just go
hey,
up there
thanks.
And...
No, but I feel like...
Just lay a huge turd.
No. Most people do, to be honest. And most people, when they start, they...
Yeah.
Lay a humongous turds. Mm-hmm. And turds that make other people feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know, and I think I've obviously performed before and been on stage before, but never as a person by myself with my own jokes. And I think for some reason that scares me and not much
else.
Oh,
it scares me still.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
I think everyone, it's terrifying because all you're asking is someone, you're asking a group of people to accept, not only accept you, but also think you're the best person in the next 5 minutes to an hour.
It's like, here is all my creativeness that I've spent a million hours mm-hmm. working on, and it might be terrible.
And also, because it's funny because comedy is also a charming thing.
Yeah. Oh,
comedy is
sure.
used in, like, a flirtatious way. Mm-hmm. It's used in, like, as like defense mechanisms or like disarming situations. Like,
yep.
It's used in a way of being extremely likable. Usually, like funny people are the most lovable people, but then I find comedians can also be like the most dislikable people.
Yeah, obviously, depending on what you choose to talk about. yeah, that's my fear is going up there. And...
But you are
one day.
You are naturally a very funny person,
and you
also know how to act funny.
I try.
You're also an actor.
Yes, that's my thing.
You're a Toronto-based actor.
I'm a Toronto-based actor,
and in the real way, you're not some of these fucking bullshit people who.
Yeah, what's the fake way?
the fake way is telling me that you're an actor, and then not. And just saying that.
Yeah,
and I'm not doing any acting ever.
Like, I'm an actor, but I sit on my couch and then go to Jack Astor's to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, like,
That was me in 2013.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you say you're an actor, but, like, you...
Just because you did drama in grade 12
just, exactly.
And don't have a job.
Exactly.
Mean...
exactly. And you sit on your couch and you have this agent who's, you know, looking for work for you, but you're not doing anything to better yourself and to better your career. So you sit there and then you go to Jack Astor's to work every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Sunday you spend all day crying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're not acting when you're crying.
No, that's real.
And that's real emotion.
Yeah. It's like I've had too many chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And too many blue raspberry lemonades. Mm-hmm.
And I can't be another extra on the strain.
I can't do my one line on Designated Survivor.
I just can't do another week of Rookie Blue.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Did I say anything that you're actually on? I won't get you in trouble for
that. No. And I mean, I wasn't on Rookie Blue.
And you're a unionized guy.
Yes. I'm part of ACTRA, which is a union for us actors here in Canada, which... yeah, I mean it's a whole thing, but it's great. It's great to be part of the union.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Oh no. Because
there's parts of me that want to be like, what do you hate?
What do I hate about the union?
We don't have to talk about that because I don't want it to be like.
I mean, no, there's nothing I hate about the union. I don't hate anything about the union. No, but I think. You know, once you join the union, you can only be part of certain projects. You can only be part of union projects.
Right.
So if friend from the street was like, hey, Joey, can you be in my movie or can you be in my TV show? I'd have to be like, no, because it's not
union.
No, because
you're not because I know you're not a good writer or a director.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't trust that.
But yeah, the union allows us to work on like really good stuff and good projects.
Yes.
And you know, the stuff you see on Netflix,
actual things.
Yeah. Those are all union projects.
Actual shows with money. And it's we'll just fucking dive into the thing that I was gonna save for later, but we'll talk about the show now.
Cool.
Yeah. You're making a show.
I am making a show.
You just finished a pilot of a show.
Yes. Yes.
You did, a whole thing
mm-hmm.
that everyone ever talks about doing and never ends up doing.
True.
The most creative person thing is to talk about the show you're doing.
Yeah.
And never do it.
It's like if you see someone you see someone you've met before and you're like, oh, we should totally get drinks.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, what are you doing next week? And it's like, oh, yeah, Tuesday sounds great.
Tuesday
and
sounds
then Tuesday
great.
Comes around
and then
you're
then
just
you
like, please
them.
Don't text me. Please don't text me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
forget.
Kind of the same thing where it's like, oh, you know, a lot of people have ideas. And
the pilot is the plans you keep on canceling. That
exactly.
is
exactly.
It. It's always the one of like, it in theory, it sounds great. But at the end of the day, you haven't started a single page of that script.
Because, you know, you always want to be telling people when they ask, like, what you do in the creative world. You want to be telling them what you're working on and stuff. But, again, it's hard to make things. You need to have support and you need to have money, which is the hardest.
This podcast took me 2 years to muster up even the courage to start doing. And even still, I'm, like, working on it and... struggling to be like, you got to do it.
But hey, we're here and
we're
sitting down.
But we're literally doing it right now.
Yeah, talking into a microphone.
Burp number one.
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah, I'm a guessy.
Oh, buddy, I love that. I love a juicy little belch on the old
pod. I'm definitely a burper over a farter.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big farter.
Well, I would say I hold in my farts a lot. Maybe that's why I burp more. I don't know. But
you think that they're connected?
Maybe. It's like, oh, you hold it in one end, it's just going to force itself up.
Because that would be disgusting. Because farts,
true,
because no one ever wants to taste a fart.
That's true.
I would only fart then.
I guess you've disproved my logic.
Not disproved. It's not even, I don't want to get into the politics of it. I just would never want my own farts coming out of my mouth.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want a pooey burp.
No. Mm-mm. But you wouldn't mind a burpy fart.
That would be kind of fun. I feel like it'd be a nice vibration in your ass cheeks.
Because you always love the farts that...
Yeah.
What's it called?
Flatulent?
You don't want to... Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever wants... Because the number one thing as a human being is showing off a fart to a group of people that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And then being let down by the noise.
This is me. This is my fart. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Exactly.
I'm proud.
And we all go, I also do that.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because the two sides of a fart are either pride or the worst shame you've ever felt.
Yeah.
Because if it's around someone you don't know, you might as well jump in front of a car because it's the worst thing.
Yeah, or not even someone you don't know, someone who you might be interested in, or someone who you share sort of any sort of connection with.
Anyone you're trying to have sex with.
Yeah, or even someone who you've already had sex with and are in a relationship with, like my girlfriend, who I still can't fart in front of.
You won't fart in front of Nikki.
No.
You're cool if I say that. Yeah.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Yeah, she knows that I won't fart in front of her. She knows that when I go to the bathroom and turn on the shower, it's because I'm just going to the bathroom to take
a... Grow up.
I know. I waste so much water.
Eilish and I sit ass to ass when we go to bed, and then the orchestra begins.
I can't do it yet. I just, like...
But you are like me, where we have... the World War II of smells.
Sad stomach.
Oh my god!
It's my stomach is a sad one.
You're That's very sad that you a sad. You got a sad little tummy.
Yeah. It. You know. It's like if I'm eating healthy, or if I'm eating like shit, or if I'm eating.
Well, if you eat shit, obviously your farts are gonna.
Yeah.
Stink.
It's just it doesn't matter what I'm putting in my system. It's like it's gonna torment me for the next 12 to 16 hours.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Same here. Well, I don't know if the listeners know, but I have very horrible IBS. I find most people when I tell them that, they think that they have IBS.
Yeah, I don't have a doctor has never been like, you have IBS. But
no.
I self-diagnosed, I wouldn't say IBS, I just self-diagnosed. If I eat anything,
it's a disaster.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom with the shower on.
Oh, yeah. There's a small, there's an ant on the screen of the laptop. Every time I eat something, my asshole is ground zero. That's usually the way I try to describe it.
Yeah, especially spicy things.
really? You're spice?
Yeah, because I love spicy foods, and I'm always like, ooh, how much spicier can I go? I always want to test myself because it's very tasty, and it's a little fun treat. But then I go to sleep, and then I wake up, and it's the apocalypse.
Okay, and that's a secret to making a good show.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me clarify. My show is not about poo and farts and burps.
It's honestly much more sophisticated.
We segued a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh, I
went off the tracks.
Oh yeah. We always go off the rails in here. Do you mind if I say what the name of the show is? It's Blackout City.
Blackout City.
It's hopefully going to be out in January?
So it's going to be ready in January. When it comes out is yet to be determined.
Because
yeah, so when we picture lock, which hopefully will be in December, and we finish coloring and we finish with the music and stuff
coloring
like that.
And drawing.
Yeah. Staying inside the lines. We want to make sure that it's ready to go, and then once it's ready, ideally January, February, but who knows, it usually takes longer than you think it will, so let's say March, we will start to pitch. And we'll start shopping it around to networks.
And this is pilot season, right?
So there's no real pilot season like there was back in the day.
Because I used to hear the term pilot season all the time.
You hear actors are like, I'm going down to LA for pilot season. And then they come back 3 months later and they're really sad.
Yeah.
Pilot season... there's no real pilot season anymore just because of how many streaming outlets there are and how many different networks and how many different companies are starting their own platforms and putting out content. And there's just such a need for content right now. Yeah. So it's just, it's always busy. When an actor is like, well, you know, it's not really busy season right now. Well, they're lying, because every season, every month is busy season. There's constantly shows mm-hmm. and movies being made.
When you say you're not in busy season, it means you're not doing a good job exactly, as an actor.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, no, like I have an audition in 3 months, but hey, my agent told me it's like slow season right now. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Your agent just hates you.
Everything's being made all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Except maybe like Christmas, because, you know, people want to.
Yeah, but like
have dinner with their families. But no, yeah, everything's being made all the time. So there's no real pilot season. We just want to be shopping it to networks and seeing what kind of reception we get. I mean, hopefully a network wants to take us on and be like, here's a bunch of money, go make season one. And I will be like, thank you, network. I'm going to go do just that.
Which is so crazy, because I didn't realize, until I met you, I always thought that, like, a pilot was funded from a network.
It can be.
It can be.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, it seems like you make the show on your own budget.
Yeah, so I could have done a few things. I could have done, like, crowdfunding. I could have done one of those Indiegogos. I had this weird thing where I don't like asking people I don't know for money. Especially when I don't have any content to show.
Oh, it's also, it's yeah. I know what you mean.
If I had like a teaser, like a 5 minute, you know, spot to be like, this is kind of the show in a 5 minute video, donate, that's a little different.
But to be like, I'm going to make a show. None of you know who I am. Exactly. None of you know the script.
Yeah. Why are you going to give your money?
Please
yeah.
give me money to make a show.
I don't feel right about that. So instead, you know, I just asked my dad.
The best Patreon of all time yeah. is getting your dad.
I said, Dad, listen, I don't have any money and I know you do.
Because of you having a job this whole time.
Yeah, so he, you know, I gave him the script and I kind of said, this is like my timeline and this is gonna, you know, what the show is about.
No, wait, you pitched to your dad.
I essentially pitched to my dad, knowing that he was gonna be like, yes, Joseph, of course. but
is that an accurate?
No, he doesn't sound like that. He's, I do a terrible impression of my dad.
Because it sounds exactly the same as your doctor from
earlier. Yeah, yeah. No, he. Oh, this is he kind of like talks nasally, but it's not real at all. I exaggerate my dad in like the worst way. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Like like he's on the phone with his clients and he's like, "Oh, yeah, for sure, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely wonderful, wonderful."
Does he run a newspaper in the 20s?
Exactly.
That sounds yeah. amazing.
He doesn't actually sound like that. I just exaggerate the crap out of him, but I'm very thankful that he listened to my pitch and was like, I don't know what the actual fuck you're doing, Joey, but here's some money, and I hope you pay me back someday.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to pay you back, Dad, I promise.
Mr. Belfiore, you got a big check coming, buddy.
In 2 to 10 years.
Because I just watched the pilot, yes. The first cut.
The first cut, yeah.
Wow. I will... And this is not because I'm your friend, but it is the name of the podcast, and it's the reason you're here. But holy shit, it's so fucking good.
Thank you.
It's, I say this because I watch a lot of TV, and I have seen a lot of stuff that friends have made, being in comedy and being in, like just watching people's fucking videos and the shit that people make. It's a real show. And yep. I think that's the, like, that was, like, right away I was just like, oh, it's, like, a real fucking show.
Yeah.
With the real character, like, and I'm like, it's, I was just like, this is, like, one more edit away for me.
It's close.
And, that's something that's really special, is knowing that, like, when you make something, you're like, I only have to edit this.
Yeah.
That must be a huge relief.
Yeah, we've done all the shooting. We've done,
and you're happy with it.
Yeah,
I mean, like it looks.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Jesse McCracken, our DOP, did such.
What does DOP mean?
Director of photography. So you could say DP, DOP. He was the guy who shot everything. He's the guy holding the camera.
So then, what's the difference between just a director and a director of photography?
The director.
You directed it.
Right? No, I didn't. It was directed by Will Bowes and Karen Knox. Two phenomenal artists who are also good friends of mine. The director decides on the shots. They want okay, we need a close-up. Okay, we need a medium shot. Okay, we need a wide shot. And then they're going to work with the actors to get the performances that they want or the performances that they need. So essentially, like, when it comes down to it, they're just giving you direction, right?
Nice.
So they'll let you do, like, a first take or second take, like, the way you envision it in your mind, and then they're going to take you aside and be like, hey, Joey, that was absolute trash. Let's try it this way. No, but they're just going to...
That wasn't even close.
That was so far off, but they're going to put in their input and allow you to make adjustments, and then hopefully you get the takes you need, and they just want the shots that they want. They'll make a shot list so that they're going to get the exact coverage that you need of every single character in every single scene. And then, yeah, our two lovely directors are going into the editing studio on Wednesday to do the director's cut, which I'm super excited.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's got to come down. Right now, the pilot is sitting at 34 minutes in our first cut, and we want to take it down to...
Because you're looking to get on TV.
Yeah, not like cable TV. Ideally, you know.
Ideally.
We want to shoot for the stars and go like Netflix or Crave or Prime or something.
You're listening
like that.
Up, these you fucking jagaloons at Netflix.
You wonderful people at Netflix.
You fucking dorks at Netflix.
You fantastic people at Netflix.
You absolute fucking assholes at Netflix. You go and make my friend's show. You make my friend's show. Or I will walk into the studios and I will kill you all with a gun. How does that sound? And that's a Jacob Sharp promise.
You wonderful people at Netflix, if you want to take any sort of time out of your day to watch the pilot.
To suck my dick and make my friend show.
But yeah, that's the goal. So we want to get it
down. I hope this helps.
Yeah, I hope they hear this.
Me too.
But I think, you know, with any sort of – our attention spans have just completely diminished over time.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to have it sitting between 22 and 25 minutes. So it's fast and it's quick and people are engaged the whole time, the whole way through.
And also we're in the kind of like even like Letterkenny has even set the bar now with the speed of comedy. Like,
beautiful.
If you aren't shelling out fucking 20 jokes a second, like, they're like, oh, they didn't do 15
it's insane.
Ad-libs of this joke. Like, it's super weird. Like,
sorry,
kind of didn't hit the mark. The way even jokes are told now, or like the way we ingest it, is very
different. They really set the bar. I am hugely inspired by the whole team there. They
well, you were on the show.
I was on the show. Yeah,
season 5.
Episode. Yes. Season 5, episode uno.
Uno.
It's called We Don't Fight at Weddings.
It's
a good one.
It is a good one.
I play a city douchebag who has come up to the town to Letterkenny for a wedding, and I make fun of the hicks and ruthlessly hit on the women and get my ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. You all wear vests.
Yeah, I am such a douche in that show. But
you also casted yourself in your own show.
Yeah.
As a bit of a douche.
I think I have just those, like, that face that people want to make punch, maybe. I feel like everything I get cast in, it's like douchebag or like rich douchebag or like pompous douchebag.
But like in the way, though, where it's like a healthy dose of it.
I hope so.
It's not. I don't think anyone wants to punch you in the face. I think you also know a lot of people who are that a little bit, not to the extreme.
I think you want to, especially when you're writing anything, you want to write characters that people are going to relate to and be like, oh yeah, I grew up with one of those guys. Oh, I grew up with one of those people. Like, I know that person.
Okay. I know a guy who says nose coffees. Like,
like a couple nose beers.
Oh my, you introduced me into nose beers, not into the drug. You introduced me into my addiction to cocaine. No, You introduced me into the term nose beers.
Yeah, I went on this bachelor party, 2015. Yeah, in 2015.
I can't believe they cast you as the douchebag at weddings.
Yep. I went to a bachelor party and was with 15 guys, and I only knew a few of them, and it was like this big Arizona sports trip, which I love because sports are awesome.
Yes.
And we got to golf and we got to go to the Final Four, March Madness Final Four, which was
super cool.
But I got to watch these boys interact, and it was just jaw-dropping comedic gold.
Like the guys that you think everyone makes fun of, and you're like, oh, you're the actual thing.
You're the
like,
real you... thing. They would wake up and like a guy would come out and be like, buddy, your face is like a four. Get it in gear.
Like, what? You're like, hey, how are you talking like that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because I have, the way I even get there is like, I have to get in that mindset. And the thing that blows my mind is how creative it is.
Yeah.
The real creativity is in being that kind of douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, what's one, I think Dean told me, he was like, he was playing hockey once, and one of the guys was talking about like how he scored. He was obviously lying about how much he scored one game. And one of the guys went, listen to fucking Mother Goose in the stories. And I was like, that's ruthless.
But it's a great reference.
It's a great reference.
It's such a good reference.
It's an airtight, like, the art of chirping.
Yes, chirping is very hard if you want to do it properly.
If you, like, you got to be really, really good, and you got to be quick and kind of crazy mean, but in a very cute and funny way.
Cute and be crazy specific.
Yes.
And it's just like when you hear someone execute it properly, it's
oh my
chef's kiss.
One time when I was playing hockey, because this is also when composite sticks were totally in, and then wood sticks are
gone.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah.
Some kid who had like a wooden Sherwood and was like, oh, did you cut that piece out when you were chopping wood this morning, buddy? And everyone was like, oh my god, like, his parents bought him that, asshole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He has no control over that.
He's gonna go home and be like, dad, why didn't you buy me a fucking $300 Synergy?
Yeah. Why didn't you buy me the new Easton Z bubble, you dick?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Theodore, but I don't have the money for that. And then, you know,
then he's going to snap his stick in half and not play hockey anymore. Yeah. Because some kid
decided to chirp him.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
Some kid is so funny.
Yeah.
But, like, the world of chirping and, like, that kind of lifestyle is unbelievable. And no one really loves it.
It's not like you're like, oh, I want to be friends with that person, and that's what makes it funny. It's, oh, I knew this guy.
Yes.
And it's so on the nose, and that's why it's funny.
Yep. Oh, it's phenomenal.
And you can just, you know, you can
kind
sit
of
back
laugh.
And watch and just enjoy it.
We also just got off the rails again, which is my bad.
True. Yeah. Where were we?
No, we're doing great. You're saying you were taking some inspiration from Letterkenny, and you are inspired by those guys.
Oh,
and I
totally.
And it's not really like at a point where I'm like, you made Letterkenny.
No, the show is
extremely different.
It's very different. It's more if I could, it's like Broad City meets New Girl. That's the show.
I got a big New Girl vibe, and that's not because you look exactly like Character Schmidt or even act as that person all the
time. Totally, yeah.
And I know you get that all the time.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. On Saturday, someone was like, has anyone ever told you you look like Schmidt? And I was like, yeah.
And it's always the most uninteresting people who probably tell you that.
Yeah. I feel like when someone says that to me, it's like, do you want me to like quote New Girl for
you?
Yeah,
like you want me to do the chutney scene?
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of people do use shows to pitch other shows.
Yeah, because you wanna before the network head or whoever's listening is going to sit down and watch it, because let's be honest, they might not even watch it 90% of the time. They kind of want to know what they're getting into. So if you're like, oh, it's New Girl meets Broad City, and it's kind of this vibe, and this happens, you want to make your pitch short but concise and informative, so that they want to hear more, and then you can go in depth, and then you can show them.
You also want to reference something that's popular. And
exactly.
You don't want to be like, this one's a mix between the Old Testament and Sons of Tucson.
Yeah.
Like, what? It would be like, actually, you know what?
What I would is love Sons of Tucson?
You never heard of Sons of Tucson?
No.
It was a comedy that I think made like one season, maybe two. But it was just one of those like NBC shows that you would see
in
advertisements.
Yeah.
They're like back to back.
Yeah, yeah. On
how
like
could
the corner
this
of
fucking
the screen.
Happen?
Yeah. Next week on Sons of Tucson. Yeah,
next week on Never Being Aired Again.
Oh, Jesus.
And then...
But yeah, so we are going to... We're going to pitch, and then we'll see what happens with networks. If we get any feedback or anyone wants to take us on, great. Then obviously the public will have to wait until the network decides to air it. But if not, and everyone's like, we don't want it, it's trash, I'll be like, that's cool.
That's great.
I'll just put it online for everyone to see. So,
because I spent a lot of money to make this.
A lot of my dad's money.
Nice. Oh, yeah, right.
Let's not forget that.
Let's not forget. You better put it online.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Now, I just lost my train of thought. Fucking Jesus.
Choo choo.
We were just choo choo. It's left the train. It's left the station.
Shows, pilots, the pilot. Inspiration.
So then, am I okay to? Are we okay to say like
what it's about?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Because now we know it's a mix between New Girl and Broad City.
It's yeah. So as concise as I can put this, basically, a man and woman who do not know each other have their living situations kind of turned upside down for different reasons. The man gets broken up with, and the girl's prospective roommate falls through. So they need to figure out their living situations. They meet each other online and decide that, hey, let's have an interview, and they're going to be a good fit, and they're going to live together, and it's all great. Not realizing that they were each other's blackout drunken one-night stand just a couple nights previous.
Okay, great.
So that's Blackout City. That's Blackout City. What do we do from here? Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's a very accurate description to those listening.
Yeah, there's a little more involved, but
oh yeah, and then comedy ensues.
And then yeah, and then comedy.
It's also a good show. It because it leaves you going, oh, it sets up a season perfectly.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, what's the deal here? How are they going to deal with this? Yeah, I want to watch episode 2. Hopefully
now. I hope this doesn't ruin anything, and I can cut this out if you want me to.
No problem.
But for the condom gag, what did you use?
Yeah. The condom gag, used a condom.
We
used
a real condom. I was...
So basically...
Really?
We had our artistic director, Tasha Potter, who did a great job.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tash.
Yeah. She... stood there off camera holding the one end of the condom while I pulled the other end of the condom.
Oh,
so it gave it that realistic snap. Yeah.
Well, because I was like, I was like, that had to be on his, that had to be on your
So head. Here's a little bit of film magic info for you. That was, so she was holding it for the visual snap, but for the audio snap, we put it on a banana.
Oh, really?
And just ripped it off. We had like the sound guy standing there with it on the banana, and we just pulled it off to get the real snap.
Oh, great.
Because, you know, bananas are like penises.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They have the, you know, you can peel them back and rip the skin off.
And they're yellow on the outside and white on the inside.
Exactly. No one likes it. Exactly like a penis. And if you leave it for too long, it gets real gross.
Yeah.
That's actually the most.
You know, a lot of potassium. A
lot of potassium in a penis.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Joey, you and I have been friends for, I'm going to say, 3 years now?
2016, yeah.
I think. When I started working at Track and Field. We work at a bar together.
Yes, we do.
That's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
That your girlfriend Nikki owns.
Yeah, crazy.
Which is, you know, if in other businesses... people don't like that, but what's great about ours is that we've really never had any drama ever.
No,
it's a very great company for like
it's a good family for sure.
It's
a great place to work.
Oh, it's phenomenal. But a lot of, and it was where like no one was like, oh my god, everyone was like, yeah, good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, don't worry.
That's where we met.
That's where
me and you met.
I was like,
I'm trying to think, I don't remember, what was the first day we met?
Well, what happened? I remember the first day we worked together. But I don't remember exactly the first day we met. It would have been me coming in from... We used to work at neighboring bars owned by the same company.
Yeah, okay, so yeah.
And I would come in and complain about the bartenders I worked with, specifically one. And then, you know, we would, I guess, hang out through that.
Yeah, hang out through that, and then
we just started getting drunk together and working together.
Yeah, and we have pretty similar personalities.
We have very similar personalities.
That's true. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say in the way where it's like, where people that were like, you guys are the same person. But it's just where like, you know who you would be friends with?
Yes.
Is another shorter guy who has...
Yeah. Average height.
Average height.
Are over five.
I'm on the side that we are short guys. But
oh, yeah, we're short.
We're short guys.
But I mean, hey, we're average.
We're average.
What are you? 5'8"? 5'9"? We're the same height. Right?
Yeah, I'm a 5'9".
Yeah, I like to. I'm actually 5'8½", but I tell people that I'm
really.
5'9". Yeah,
so I'm a 5'9", and I say 5'10".
Oh,
I go for it,
bastard!
I really go for it.
I think you know that's.
I think that's fair.
You have to be 6 to be tall. You can't be under 6 feet and be like I'm tall. It's just you're
these
lying.
Guys coming in saying I'm 5, like I'm you're 5'11" and you're a tall guy.
Yeah. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
You are just a normal height.
You're average.
You're a regular old guy. Anyone above 6 feet, I'm extremely jealous of.
Very, very jealous.
And it's something that people are always like, oh no, you're not that, like, and I'm like, listen, I know, but don't give me that bullshit. It's just cooler and it's more attractive for a guy to be tall.
To be taller.
And I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad about their height or being a short king. Because we're short. I'm a short.
Yeah, we're short.
We're short guys and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I used to definitely be less proud of it in high school.
I would cut off both my legs to be taller.
You know what's crazy? There's like a pill for everything. There's like a pill that like
most of
change
it's
your like appearance. Sorry, did I say a penis?
Can change your because most of them are for your penis.
Yeah, but there's like a pill for, you know, hair growth. You know, to make you skinnier. To change so many things.
You would think there's
nothing that
for height.
Like for height. I just remember growing up being like, well, like mom, like you think you could like go to Shoppers and like just like maybe there's something that makes you taller.
Like lifts.
Yeah. Is that where they like cut your bone and like put what's the thing they do where they like
lifts? Lifts are when they're insoles in your shoes.
Oh. So okay, speaking of that,
are you referencing like South Park?
No, when like isn't there a procedure you can do when they like cut your like leg open and they put like metal things in to stretch it out?
Oh my god,
I don't know. I mean, I would never do that.
I mean, but I guess there are obviously this will probably be done now. I only do it for the first bit.
Oh, nice.
But there are definitely surgeries where you can do anything to do. You can turn yourself into a cat.
Yeah.
Which is
I know that surgery.
And I'm never going back, buddy. Yeah. Meow. Ouch. But
I just got deja vu, and we've definitely never done this before.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way we've talked about...
We've definitely never sat and done a podcast together
before,
so I don't know how.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
But I always... See, as someone who is shorter, I get very defensive about what I can do. Like, I get very, like, almost a... If there was a pill...
Yeah.
I would get offended by it.
Oh, yeah.
I would be like...
Fuck your pill.
I would be like, oh, do my... Anything like, oh, oh my God. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you give me the option I oh so badly want?
Yeah,
it's out of embarrassment that I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like... Have you ever taken one of those penis pills?
No. I think I would just be afraid for, like, any sort of 100%. Bad side effects.
Because they're always, like, rhino fucker times two.
I worked with this guy once back when I was, you know, an idiot and working retail, who was like, hey, man, like, trust me, you got to try these pills. Like, you just, like, fuck for hours. It's like... First of all, I don't want
to
do that.
No one wants you to.
Like, when I'm having sex, like, if it goes over even 15 minutes, I'm like, I'm tired. I'm ready to finish now.
Mm-hmm. Because, hey, when it sucks when you get to the point when the person you're having sex with goes, Are you gonna come soon?
Are you done yet?
Yeah. Are you done? And then you go, oh. Oh, you hate this.
Yeah.
Oh, you want this to be over.
Yep.
Oh, you're waiting on me. I'm late, aren't I?
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm just gonna go really, really fast for 30 seconds and then I'll be over.
But then now right away I just am shot emotionally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the appeal in fucking for hours.
Oh, when people are like, yeah, we fucked for 3 hours yesterday, and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Is that just me now entering my late 20s, or is that...
I think it's you also just being realistic.
Yeah.
Especially a dude, if you're like, yeah, we fucked for 3 hours, I'm like, what, do you come 100 times?
Yeah. Did you spend 2.5 of those hours trying to get hard because you couldn't?
Was it you folding it in? Like, are you kidding me? 3 hours? That's a majority of a day.
That's
you fucked for what, a movie and a half?
No, for the Titanic. Yeah, the whole Titanic.
For Ben Hur.
Didn't happen.
You didn't fucked happen. For the whole movie, Ben Hur.
There's no way.
There's absolutely no way. And I think it's something that, like, I think it's because young people are just so insanely horny that you think that's what you want. And hey, there's for sure people who want to be fucked all day long. But I think as an adult, you're just like, it's so unappealing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I would love to just, let's get it done, and it'll be awesome, but then let's be realistic. We don't need to make this an event.
For sure. You know what's cooler than having sex for 3 hours? Cuddling for 3 hours.
Cuddling for, oh.
That shit's the best.
I thought you were just going to say, or making each other come in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, I guess. But cuddling.
Cuddling for 3 hours?
I could do that.
Oh. Or you know what's great is having a great snack afterwards, and then just passing out,
smoking a joint, cuddling up with a TV show or a movie.
Because I would never.
That shit gets me hot.
That gets me going. Oh my God! You know what gets me going? Cleaning the house. Oh, yeah. Let's clean the house.
I fucking love that shit.
Oh yeah. I got the kitchen. You got the bathroom.
Damn.
Let's make our house come.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Those baseboards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Get that Lysol, that cleaning solution.
Take the garbage, you dirty little fuck.
Oh, I will double bag it, baby. I'll fucking double bag it.
Throw it out back. Let's change it up. But yeah, we're friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're friends. I'm trying to think of the story of how we met. I usually do the story of how... I
don't even remember.
But that's... I covered this last episode, is the best friendships are always the ones you don't remember.
Yeah.
I
literally don't remember the first time we met.
But I remember... It would have to be at work. Or maybe not. I can't. But there was a moment in our friendship where I was just like, oh, I'm going to be friends with Joey for a long time. Which is very reassuring when you are becoming friends with especially men, because a lot of men already have their best friend.
Yeah.
And very like strong relationships, and it's not like Eilish has tons of best friends and a lot of really close relationships. I find with, like, myself and other, like, men, it's, like, you got, like, your top dudes. Your top couple of fellas and your top couple of, like, gal friends, and then that's...
For me, I feel like I have, you know, I like a lot of people.
Yes.
So I definitely have a lot of best friends, I would say, and, like, from different categories of my life. Like, you know, like, I've got my high school best friends.
Yep.
I've got my university best friends. I've got my bar best friends.
Yep.
I have a couple actor best friends, like, you know, like...
I have a couple actors that I tolerate.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
I love
actors
just shitting on
actors. Actors are crazy.
Actors...
We're the worst type of people in the world.
You're not the worst. The worst people on planet Earth are managers and improvisers.
And influencers.
Influencers. Yeah, influencers. Oh, my God. Public figure?
Yeah.
Please? Open up your mouth and let me shit inside of it.
Yeah.
Because you are a fucking toilet of a person.
Yeah. They are the sellout. The face of the sellout
It's
insane. It's like, so cringy, man. And, like, and you know, most of it's done through Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think my biggest pet peeve in life is when someone's bad at Instagram.
Oh.
Like, if I have to sit through just so much of your crap content, it's going to make me mad. And I'm going to, like, rant about it to my girlfriend, who's going to be like, why does this bother you so much? And I'll be like, I don't know. It just does. It doesn't.
And you're like, because it's so easy to unfollow. Mm. But you kind of, like, there's a guy that we both know in the industry whose stories probably go on for all day long, and it's constantly the worst filters, and it's about nothing. And it makes me want to, like, if my phone was a person, I would commit murder.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to handle
it. It drives me nuts.
And it's, I get really upset.
Same. I don't know why it makes me so angry, but it does.
Because a lot of people talk about Instagram of what it does to you, like to your mental health and like the way it makes you feel, like watching people live these incredible lives. But I really think what pisses me off is like someone's fucking bullshit story when they're hey guys, like I know I usually don't post, but, and then like you go, oh really? Then you should probably keep it that way. Because I don't need the 30 minutes of you trying to tiptoe around this horrible topic.
Yeah. If there's more than three consecutive stories of you just talking to the camera.
Mm-hmm. Fuck off. Fuck off.
It's bad.
And if you use multiple filters.
On each different
in
story.
In each thing. Yeah. Oh no. Log out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Log out of your phone and delete Instagram.
Please. Please.
And it's just, it is frustrating because actors can be like that in real life.
Because, you know, we've gotten this idea now, and it's partially true, which kind of sucks, is actors are being booked off of their following. For example, a lot of, like, producers, when they're looking to cast a show and they're deciding between two people because both are great and right for the part, who has more followers? Who's going to sell your show better? They're going to go with people with the higher following. So a lot of these actors are like, okay, well, now I need to use social media every single second of my life to get these followers up. And it's just, I think it takes away so much of your own authenticity, and you become this fake person.
Yeah, like, you become a clout chaser.
Yeah.
And your reel is your headshots and everything are on. They're on
your Instagram,
and and there's just some people that for social media, your personality just happens to really not
to be really poo.
It just sucks.
Yeah, some people just aren't good at it, and I mean it's not their fault.
No,
but
it's like when you see a kid with a phone, and like you see their Instagram, because you just go like it just it sucks. Because if I was a kid with Instagram, mine would be the worst fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm so glad I was born like a few years later.
So lucky that I'm not a 12-year-old with Instagram.
Yeah.
Because also I have no idea what that would do to my
confidence. I straight up believe that you shouldn't be allowed to get Instagram until you're 18 years old.
That's fair. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to have Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can post anything on Twitter. Like,
Twitter's...
There is porn on Twitter.
Oh, I have masturbated on Twitter. I have been... You know... There's better porn on Twitter than on most porn sites.
There's porn on Twitter. It's crazy.
And it's like not like a cheeky like, hey, here's a nude. It's like, here's what the inside of this person's asshole looks like, and here's 13 dicks going into it.
Yeah.
Please follow us here.
Insane.
Like gaping assholes.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like to type in a handle, and then like. So you can look at Bernie Sanders and be like, we need to fix America. And then you can be like, hold that thought, Bernie. I'm going to go come. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like, they're not only with porn and like stuff that like kids shouldn't be seeing, but it's, I think, you know, especially younger children, they want to share so much of their day and they use social media. Like, I know that like, at least my little cousin does this. She texts like her friends with just Snapchat selfies. It's like, hey, it's a selfie of just hey, and then she'll get a selfie back that says like, hey,
what's up?
And then she'll send one, it's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm stuck at like my stupid cousin's dinner. And it's just like, how do you like represent like that emotion in a selfie?
like her Uncle Dan just being like, what the fuck is she doing?
So I just feel like they, you know, because they were born into the social media age. They want to share everything at every single possible moment.
Because do you remember MSN?
Oh yeah, MSN Messenger.
Because that's the same type of messaging. You'd be like, hey,
hey,
hey, yeah, what's up? NMU.
NMU? NM. So who do you like?
Yes.
No one. Well, if you had to choose, who do you like?
Do you like me?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
And you're like sitting on the other side of your screen, like your heart's pounding so fast.
Because you're like, I can't believe I did it. And then no one talks about it ever again.
Yeah.
Or but could you imagine if you did that with your face in it? Fuck that.
Exactly. Fuck and then it's there forever.
My face beside a, who do you like?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, at least MSN, we just put the name of our crush in our status.
In your status, yeah.
With like and then a like rose or a heart.
And like something. A Blink-182 lyric.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I seriously had What's My Age Again in my MSN.
I'm going to embarrass myself. My MSN name when I was young.
Oh, go for it.
Was Small Man Gino.
Small Man Gino?
With the S. The S that is like two S's, you know, like that you press like Control Alt 789 and it gives you that like double S.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I was.
Small Man Gino.
Small Man Gino. I just hate myself for it. I'm cringing so hard right now.
I love that. Do you want to know what mine was?
Yeah.
This is your email, right?
No. So my email was deadman577@hotmail.com because I like.
Well, what is it, Joey? Is it dead or small? No, I can't deal with that.
I liked The Undertaker in the wrestling world.
Hell yeah.
His nickname was Deadman, I think.
Undertaker was great. I was a Booker T and Rey Mysterio guy.
Oh,
but
cool.
Undertaker. Right.
Yeah.
He's scary.
He was so scary. So Deadman was my email, but my MSN name was Small Man Gino because I was very short, as we touched on earlier, and I wore Kappa tracksuits due to my Italian heritage. And there is the Gino part.
Because everyone, which is almost you being racist to your own culture.
Hey, Italians, we're an interesting.
You guys are awesome.
Sir, hold on. Italian Americans.
Yes.
Ugh,
oh, yeah.
We're the worst. We're the worst.
Mamma mia, you know?
Yeah, I thank God every day that I didn't grow up in Woodbridge.
Everyone always gets confused that it's Adidas tracksuits. No, it is Kappa.
Kappa tracksuits with the Italian soccer jersey underneath. So when you unzip the Kappa jacket, you've got the tight Puma Italian jersey, and your hair has so much gel in it.
Yep. Do you have the Puma racing shoes on, too?
The Puma or the Adidas. Like, yeah, the Adidas, both of them. Like
the Formula One
shoes. They look like slippers almost. Or elf shoes.
Elf shoes. Or people would say, or no, this I'm thinking of Converse. They would say the Peter Pan Getaways.
Yeah, I think those are Converse.
Those are Converse.
Yeah. And then they'd say things like, what you saying tonight? Link's my cell. My rents are out of town. Oh, that's mint, bro. And I literally want to shoot myself in the face.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's mint, bro.
Yeah, mint.
Oh, God. So mine was, I can't remember what, I think it was just Jacob or something. Like I didn't have like the,
well, good for you.
I might be wrong. And if anyone from my childhood wants to correct that, but, my email though was Mr.Shutout@hotmail.com
goalie.
Because I was a goalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted people to know that I was better than I was.
But hey, to be fair, that's pretty good. Like as like what? Were you like 10 to 12, 13?
Yeah, I was like 10.
That's
not bad. It could
I look back
worse.
At that and I'd be like, I wish my name was Mr. Shutout. It wasn't like, Small Man Gino.
Yeah, Small Man Gino.
It's so bad.
Small Man Gino, and it's also something you can't write. That is purely the creativity of a child.
Yes.
That is just like as an adult, I would never come up with those three words together in a sentence. Ugh, I really can't. I don't have that anymore.
No.
But Small Man Gino, you were like.
I was proud of it.
You were like, yep.
I'm so proud of it. Or I was so proud of it. Jesus.
It was a small eureka moment.
Yeah.
In your. So you were more Italian as a kid then.
Yeah.
Stereotypically.
Like embraced the Italian cultures. Because I think, you know, as a kid, your best friends are your cousins. Or, like, your best friends are, like, people in your family that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you learn a lot from your older cousins, and they tell you what's cool and what's not cool. So you want to, like, copy them in a way. Oh, I didn't have any older siblings. I just had a younger sister who I, you know, forced to play sports with me. But, yes, you learn from them, and it kind of, like, shapes your childhood style. And I don't think it's until, like, maybe grade 7, 8, 9 where you start trying out different things, not for the better.
Oh, no.
But different.
So I was also in that kind of world where you have that awkward stage before mm-hmm. you get... Well, this is... Mine kind of... I was all over the place. But I would do, like, the... I was in love with Travis Barker.
Yeah.
The
drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah.
From Blink-182.
The really very fast drummer.
The really fast drummer. with that, you know... He totally could have played any of the criminals in Breaking Bad.
Yes, yes.
Just that small, you know, street drug body.
Yep.
Where it was covered in all of those garbage tattoos. Hell yeah. And he had that mohawk.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought at the time, I was like, that's the coolest hairdo you could ever have. Because as a kid, you're like, yeah, touch the ceiling with it. You're like, yeah, that's yeah. awesome. So I had a faux hawk.
Oh,
that
yeah.
didn't have much height, and all the time there was just not enough gel in it.
Oh no! What so happened?
It was just it looked like I had done it with water, and some days I did.
Oh jeez.
Or it would be too much gel, and I'm talking dippity doo, dippity doo, where
just
it was
so hard,
where it's meant to crystallize children's hair and break it off.
Oh my god!
And then I would do these like long shorts.
Okay, that like go way past
down
your
knee. Shin.
Where you're like, are those capris?
Oh, and I thought capris were awesome too. I would see like my friends like retired dads with
in capris,
and I'd be like,
hell yeah,
fucking, you know, Mr. Thompson has yeah. got it going on. Ooh, a gray capris, strap sandals, and then a black muscle shirt, not a tank top.
Oh yeah,
a muscle shirt.
Maybe some Ed Hardy.
Oh,
some bedazzling,
and yep. maybe a jean, like a dark denim hat.
Oh yeah, like a
dark denim hat.
nasty.
Maybe one earring.
Yeah, one
and
earring
and a goatee.
For sure. Goatee for sure.
Goatee when obviously if you're
thin,
wearing capris,
a thin goatee.
Thin goatee.
Yeah.
If you are a retired man wearing capris, you automatically have a goatee mm-hmm. by law. I'm mm-hmm. almost 100% yeah. certain. So I would rock those. And then just any t-shirt from any department store that had, like, a skateboarder.
West 49.
Yeah, anything. Oh, yeah, no problem.
I once, speaking of skateboarding and me telling embarrassing stories, so my neighbors were skateboarders, right. and I wanted to join in and be a skateboarder.
Because it's the coolest thing you can do.
Of course, yeah. So I went out and got a skateboard, and when I was by myself, I would sit in my room with a knife and scratch the underside of the skateboard so it looked like I was doing sick grinding tricks.
No way.
Yeah, so I would sit and scratch so it would look like, oh, he's been treading it up.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This kid.
I can't even ollie. I no. can't even ride on a skateboard for longer than 5 seconds.
I never learned how to ollie, and I really tried to learn.
I'm trash at skateboarding.
Me too, but I loved it, and I really tried to embrace
the
culture. It was
cool. It was cool back in the day.
And I really, and like when kids could do it, I was really pissed off because I was like,
yeah,
literally, how the fuck
yeah.
do you do that? But here we are.
Yeah.
And now you look at guys our age who skateboard, and you're like, what a piece of shit.
Secretly.
You're like, cool dickies, man. What the fuck are you Jesus. Doing? Sick, another McDouble for McDonald's today. Gonna go crank some Paps in a park and go home.
You have your, like, whole life
you
in a backpack.
You fucking bum. Gonna go find a girl to sleep with so you can shower tonight.
Oh.
But I know guys that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Back to... We're going off the rails, but this has been a blast.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
this. So yeah, I'll try to reel it in with some more friendship stuff.
Yeah.
If you had to choose,
okay,
between if you could be this type of person where your best friend was an actual like just like normal friend. Your partner or your parents?
Ooh.
Because I find it's a lot of people are either their best friend is a friend, their partner, or their best friend is unfortunately their parents.
So what do I think?
What
do I want?
Say, I would
or
say,
what
do you what do you really or what do you have, I guess? Or what do you want? What do you try to find your best friend?
So I think I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but I wouldn't consider you guys my best friends.
Also, if you're parents and you want your kid to be your best friend, you're a bad parent.
Yeah, I think there needs to be some sort of...
Set some boundaries, and there. Give them the skills to get actual friends.
Yeah, exactly. I think whether it's an actual person or your partner, I think your partner should be one of your best friends.
Absolutely.
But I do think it's important to have other people who you classify just as close, obviously, who don't spend...
Great answer.
You know, every single second with you. But I think you need that. You need both. The partner thing is great, and, you know, having a partner who you love and both think you're not only are we together, but we're best friends because we could do anything together. We could just spend days and days and days together. That's great. But I think it's also important to have that outlet of another friend who you don't see as a love interest, and you can just kind of like do fun stuff with that don't involve any sexual activity.
Hell yeah. And then as far as friendship advice goes, and what's the best piece of advice either you've gotten or you've learned from having friends and being an adult with friends? Because being an adult with friends is very much different than being like a kid in high school, because your friends are with you
all the time,
for four years for the next.
I think the biggest thing, and I think working in the bar industry has sort of opened my eyes to it, because a lot of my friends don't work in the bar industry, and they work 9-to-5 jobs, and it's hard to see them because they're only off Friday nights and Saturday nights, and that's when I work. So it's really hard to find, you know, any sort of time. I've gone like over a year before without seeing my oldest friend.
Crazy.
Like it's, but I think the thing, or my biggest piece of advice is, when you have that happen, and as you get older, you'll notice that happens with more and more friends, is to just trust the friendship, because me and that friend will see each other, and it's like no time at all has passed, even though we haven't seen each other in a year. We'll go through like 10 minutes of catching up or 15 minutes of catching up, and then we're just back to what we were always.
Yes.
Okay. You know what I mean? So I think I can worry a lot where it's like, oh man, like I've been working every single weekend for so many weeks. I haven't seen this person, or I haven't seen that person. Like, I really need to go out for dinner or go out for drinks with them. I get worried, and I'm like, oh, our friendship is going to die. But no, it's been this – it's lasted this long for a reason.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to last longer as long as you're making an effort. We have the beauty of phones now, so you can send them a little text, a little video maybe.
Hey,
so
you
can see your face. But I think just taking advantage of that – no one sends it up face videos.
No,
like,
no one does videos, really.
Yeah.
You barely do pictures. But yeah. No one's just like – I have a funny thing. I'm going to make a video. I'm going to send it to my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, say I'm on the couch and I want to do something later. I call you up. Or I don't call you up.
You don't call me up.
I send you a video. And it's just me. And it's, hey, Jacob, it's me, Joey. As you can see from this video.
And also the messenger.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The contact. Yeah,
the notification. I was thinking maybe we do something later. What are your thoughts?
That becomes a fun, playful thing where I go,
yeah.
Hey, Joey, it's me, Jacob. Hopefully you get that from you intentionally sending this to me.
Exactly.
I would respectfully decline. No.
Cool, thanks, Jacob. No problem.
That's fun. And I would just be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go get a bunch of pizza before work and then ruin our shift.
Exactly.
And that's the move.
Yeah. I think it's important to use those things to your advantage to keep friendships fresh.
Absolutely.
And spicy.
Spicy. Yeah. That's the thing. You got to keep friendship spicy.
Yeah. Not only do you need to keep relationships spicy, you need to keep your friendships spicy.
Yeah.
That's important.
You need to buy your friends a beautiful butt plug.
Yeah.
And then you say, let me put this inside of you, but not in a sexual way.
In a friend way.
In a friendly way.
Yeah, I could be down with that.
Let me be inside of you.
I think, yeah, I think if you're out shopping and you see a little keychain that reminds you of your friend, get it for him.
Get it for him. Because they would love to throw that out in a year.
Exactly.
They would love to throw that out in
or
a
day.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Are you down to, when you get knickknacks, you just toss them now?
I put them in my drawer and they sit there for a while. Yeah. And then who knows when I do a clean, and then they all go.
I got a drawer too.
Yeah, I had like a point where I had like 5 Justin Bieber keychains in my drawer. Because everyone's like, you love Justin Bieber. Like, I got you this Justin Bieber keychain. And this did happen more than once. And I was like, oh, that's thank crazy. You. This is great. I'm going to put it in my drawer.
I have a bunch of One Direction keychains and a One Direction condom.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
What's in, like, when you roll it out? What?
I haven't done it yet. I don't want to open it. I'll show you. I'll be right back. One sec. I actually want to show you this.
Are there faces on it?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I like One Direction. They have some good songs. The earlier stuff. Like, What Makes You Beautiful. Story of My Life was good. I like that one. What's that one? It's, ba, 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 ba. I know. Steal My Girl, that's the one. That's also a good one. Yeah, I was just trying to go over the One Direction songs that I like, and that's one of them.
So I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's okay.
But I did find my One Direction.
Oh, wow.
The official annual fan book of 2015.
That's great.
This is before Zayn left.
Yeah.
And I also found an a horribly infected tooth that I had removed from
Ew.
My face.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Ew. I can't believe how much is, like...
Still stinks.
Underneath, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
I had a horribly infected tooth that I had to have ripped out of my face.
Was it on the bottom or the top?
What do you mean? Like the infection?
No, the tooth.
On top, right here.
Oh, shit. Yeah. When was that?
It was last winter.
Fuck.
Yeah. I had a filling in there, and then it was like loose for like 3 years, got infected. I had a root canal on that tooth, and Jesus. then that filling cracked and opened up, and then it got infected.
Fuck.
So I'd spent so much money on that tooth, only to have it removed.
Oh, that's annoying.
And like, I had to close down Bangarang. Like, I got into work. And I was starting to lose vision because of how bad the pain was.
Whoa.
And because it was just, and like the tooth itself stunk. Like it was at the point where I was like, I was like in and out of dentist stuff. And they're like, yeah, like we can try and do something. And I was just like, it got just fucked. It was like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'll take it out soon. Like, I don't want to do it yet. I don't want to do it. Yeah. I was dreading it. And then it was finally at the point where I was like, I can't see out of my left eye.
Yeah.
I have to go get this removed.
Fuck.
Ouch. And then Eilish and I were at the doctor, and the guy literally got in my skull and yanked out my tooth. Like, it was like he had had his leg on my body as leverage to pull out the tooth. Like, it was so medieval. Like, he pulled out basically.
Yeah.
Like a fucking. Like
how else are you gonna vice get grips. It, right?
And just. Fuck. I was all hopped up on.
Yeah, on sedatives.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. They just go in hot because Cause like I could, the fucked up thing, it was all numb, but I could feel
it. Yeah, it's not
like
pain,
unlocking
but
from my jaw.
Ooh, fuck.
And I was like, I could feel it like in my brain, like I could hear it, and I was like, this is fucked.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
But anyway, so I hate to let everyone down with the without the One Direction condom because I can't find it.
Oh, it's okay.
But I,
I'm sure you'll find it.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's expired by now.
Yeah, my parents got it for me as a joke for That's Halloween. Amazing. They're very funny people.
I'm curious to see when you roll it out if like their faces are on it or if like it just says One Direction and that's on your penis. Like it just says like One Direction.
That would be incredible.
Yeah,
I have to find it now.
Yeah,
because it's so good. But well, I would love to bring this up then.
I think I know where you're going with this.
You're a believer.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I'm a believer.
And I'm a directioner.
Yeah.
Where did you think I was going?
I thought you were going to bring up the story because we were talking about like your painful tooth story. We were going to talk about my painful.
Do you want to talk about that?
We could.
We'll talk. We'll do this and then we'll do that. Okay. And then we'll try and end with that.
Sure.
God, that's a great story.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Fuck.
The one about your asshole, right?
The one about my asshole.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I know that's a great way to bait people because we're gonna talk about your asshole, but in a bit.
Yep.
But you are a believer. You are a believer.
I'm a huge believer.
To the point where
you believe so hard.
You have gone to the world tour.
I saw him when he was here, and then I wanted to see him. I bought tickets to see him again when he planned the stadium tour, which he canceled, and I was furious about. But I understood, because you know what? He had a lot of shows, and he was tired.
This is Purpose, right?
This was the Purpose tour.
Which is the, I would say...
What an album.
The Purpose album and the tour itself is one of the best things he's ever done.
You give me purpose. So good.
I love that you know Purpose, because a lot of people don't give a fuck about that song.
It's a great title track.
But it's so slow.
It is, but like, okay, so the reason I like Justin Bieber so much is because his voice is just like the greatest thing I think my ears have ever heard. I don't really care about what he does on his day-to-day. Like, that is...
You don't care that he found God? And...
No, like, you know, it's cool that he's a Leafs fan, but like, I don't really... pay attention to his day-to-day.
Yeah.
I more so anything that he sings on, I'm like, my ears are going to love this. So breathy and so gentle and, he could just, you know,
because he's still
run
maintaining.
And run and
yeah.
Run. Oh, Justin.
All the DJ Khaled stuff was so smart. They put out consistently. That group put out, 2 years in a row, they put out the summer song.
Yeah. And the summer before, I believe, was Despacito. So
really?
Justin Bieber's just...
He's just cranking out the
tunes.
This
year you had I Don't Care, which was a...
Oh, yeah, you had I Don't Care.
I mean, you've got Sheeran and Bieber, both with just
beautiful
voices.
Beautiful, waspy voices.
Just so breathy. And
they're in your little ear.
Yeah, it's like ASMR.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It puts me, like, right back in, like... It makes you, like, high school horny.
Oh, for sure. I get so excited.
You're just like, all right, sick.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Woo! Woo! But you're also a directioner.
Yeah, like, I mean...
I am very much a directioner.
I know some of their songs, and okay. I like them, and, you know, I love boy bands, so, like, I'll sing along and dance along and pretend I'm on stage with them. I don't know as much as of their discography as I know Justin Bieber.
Okay.
But I do know the hits, for sure, and I like the
but you're
hits.
Not, like... Are we talking, like, do you know, like, you're not going crazy on deep cuts?
No. With, like, One Direction,
know,
I wouldn't. I
you
wouldn't
know, like, Fireproof?
No.
Stockholm Syndrome?
No. Yeah, just the hits.
Just the hits.
I would say I'm a very casual directioner.
And those aren't even real deep cuts. Those are from 4.
See, I've never sat and listened to a One Direction album.
If you're a fan of Purpose.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best Justin Bieber album?
Purpose, for sure. Well, so, yeah. But I mean, like, I think... Okay.
Go do yourself a favor and listen to 4.
4 by One Direction. What's like the hit song on that one? Was that
Steal
My
Girl?
Is that 4 because Zayn left? Is that why it was called 4? Because there's only 4 of them left?
No, I think it was because it was the 4th album.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Made in the AM was the album they made when they were... Zayn? So 4, Zayn was still there. That was the last album he was a part of.
Oh, okay.
And then Made in the AM... was the one where it was the 4 of them. Made in the AM is great, but it is definitely missing something with Zayn.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, Zayn.
But that
Zayn's
one, yeah,
a heavy hitter.
Yeah, Seal My Girl.
Seal My Girl, great tune.
We got 18, Night Changes.
I think I know 18.
We got Girl Almighty, Where Do Broken Hearts Go, Fool's Gold, Change Your Ticket. Oh,
I mean, I'm sure they're all
also,
great.
I haven't listened to that album in a long time.
Who's your favorite One Direction member?
I'm a Zayn guy.
Yeah.
I used to love Louis.
Why?
I thought he looked cool.
Okay.
I really
sure.
I liked the way Louis dressed, and I was like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
And then you find out that he was the worst singer.
Yeah.
But he's one of the better songwriters.
Oh, I didn't even know that they wrote their own songs.
Yeah, he's like a big production guy.
Oh, well, good for him.
And that's like I always appreciate that.
Yeah. I didn't know
that.
So good for you.
Niall's just always the one that everyone's like, yeah, it's Niall. It's fine.
Niall's like, I think, your stereotypical, like, boy band guy.
Yeah.
It's like if you...
He had yellow hair that was up.
Yeah.
That has been the look
with,
for
like,
boy
white
bands.
In it.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's got these, like, non-brown eyes. I believe they're blue or green. I don't know.
Yeah. But he's just so Irish.
Porcelain.
Just, oh, yeah, face. I'm part of fucking One Direction. Yeah, I bet you are, man. That's fucking awesome. He's like, I'm just fucking happy to be here. Like... Just stoked. He's also just like, he was the most plain Jane. Like, probably, like, I don't think he has tattoos. If he does, he's got, like, some.
True.
He's not covered like Harry. He's not covered like Zayn.
True, yeah. So many.
But everyone gives me Liam.
Mm-hmm.
As what I look like.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
That's a great compliment.
Oh my god, I'll take it. To be even compared to one is...
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
But he's just not. Liam's fine. Yeah. He's a great singer.
He's one of the three frontmen, right? I guess they're all.
But Zayn and Harry are the ones. Are the guys. They're ripping the solos.
Yeah,
These are your chorus guys.
Harry Styles. Fucking amazing.
It's Harry Styles. Like, there's nothing you can deny about Harry Styles as a musician is hands down perfect.
Yeah, and he's breaking into the acting world. Like,
oh yeah,
he was in Dunkirk. And he was in talks to be Elvis in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis biopic.
No way.
I don't think he got it. I can't remember who they gave it to, but he was one of the finalists for the role.
That's a crazy choice, but it's cool.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice. It would have to be young Elvis, I assume.
And that's what I don't understand why they wouldn't cast like a 30-something so that they can make him look younger and make him look older. I think if you cast like a Harry Styles, like
how are you going to make him fat?
Yeah. I guess makeup, they do whatever they want.
Yeah. But then you wouldn't be able to focus on the fact that, because you're like, because fat Elvis is not hot.
No, no.
But Harry Styles, I bet, would be pretty hot.
As young Elvis. Oh, for sure.
I bet he would be kind of even hot as fat Elvis. I don't think you could take it out of your mind that you're like, yeah, but it's fucking
still
Harry Styles,
yeah.
It's still Harry Styles in a fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. He could take you out of it. He could pull like a Daniel Day-Lewis thing and just be like,
whoa,
transform, and you're like, wow,
you never know.
But he is, from his name to his talent, like, he is meant to be
a famous person.
He's meant to be a rock star.
Yeah.
And when he came out with his solo project, have you listened to that album?
Not the full album, but
you've listened that it rocks. Yeah. Like, it's crazy how much I'm like, whoa, like, this guy's like, he's talking about doing coke and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
like, this guy's a fucking rock and roll guy. And that's something I don't even like or care about. But I'm like, that's rock and roll, though.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Harry Styles, man, does whatever he wants.
And he's a sweetheart.
I bet he is.
He's for sure a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I'm probably me justifying. being.
We're just hoping. We're really hoping.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We're really
we're totally finger.
Who's your favorite One Direction?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. I think it's like, even if you have a different favorite, your favorite is still Harry Styles. Because that's the way I am.
It's like with Backstreet Boys. Like, even if you're like, yeah, I'm a Kevin guy, but Nick Carter's still your favorite.
You're not no one's a Kevin guy.
Yeah, well, all the moms love Kevin because he was older.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is the other one?
Howie?
No.
Like the forgotten one?
Not Howie.
AJ was the badass.
AJ's the badass.
Brian was the sweet Christian.
Is it Chris Kirkpatrick?
No, that was
That's Backstreet.
NSYNC. That was NSYNC.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Chris Kirkpatrick.
The guy who...
Classic filler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy who does not look good now.
No.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. Even, I saw a picture of JC Chazay, or is it Chazez? He looks like Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah. That'd be really funny if JC Chazay or Chazay,
I don't even know.
If JC, if he was a character of Tommy Wiseau's.
Yeah. Oh, hi, NSYNC. You must be crazy. I love this song.
We're not as good as singers as Nick, but.
Wait, who's Nick?
Nick Carter.
Well, that's Backstreet Boys.
No, I thought Nick Carter's NSYNC.
No, Nick Carter's Backstreet
Boys. Oh, no, JT is NSYNC.
Yeah.
Fuck, right. Here we go. Now we're getting into the real shit.
Yeah.
also, guys with up high blonde hair.
Yep.
Those are the guys. Nick Carter and JT are your guys.
Yes. But the beautiful thing about the Backstreet Boys is that they achieved something together.
Yes.
Whereas NSYNC, it was clear that it was JT.
He's
going to go off and do... If any one of the Backstreet Boys wanted to do their solo album, I don't think it would work.
You can't make a boy band around a Disney kid and then not expect them to be...
That
crop of the Disney kids all became fucking huge. You're right, though. That the Backstreet Boys did do a lot.
Their harmonies are just really pretty, so I think.
And they did the comeback thing.
Yeah, and they've been relevant for so long, and
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Backstreet's Back is like,
yeah,
it's not called Backstreet's Back. What's it called?
It's oh no, it's Backstreet's Back, and then in parentheses, right. Everybody.
Everybody, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's like one of the songs that come on at work all the time. It's a song that goes off.
Yeah, song of a generation.
Yeah, man. Song of the generation.
Everyone knows that music video.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the dance move.
It's so spooky.
Yeah.
Great Halloween song.
It's festive.
It's very festive. Yeah. This will probably come out just after Halloween. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the real good stuff now. Because this is, we've been through it all. We've been talking about your show.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about our friendship. We've talked about MSN. We've talked about Backstreet Boys. And we've talked about Beliebers and Directioners, which we both identify as.
Totally.
But now I would really like to hear about your recent experience with a medical professional and your asshole.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Okay. So over the past few months, I've been experiencing some weird feelings down there. And it's not like a pain, or it's not like something that, I would think is common, but it almost feels like there's a phone vibrating.
Like a pager almost?
Yeah, like, like while I'm sitting or standing, it'll just go off. And it's the weirdest feeling. It's not a sensation. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel bad. It's just weird.
Because I'm like, if it's near your asshole.
Yeah, it's in between.
Is it like, are we talking prostate?
It's in between territory? my balls and my butthole. So it's the okay. Gooch, I
right
guess.
Your gooch.
The medical term is, I think, a perineum.
A perineum. A
perineum.
I've never ever heard. Thought.
I've obviously looked it up. Yes. I looked up, you know, vibrating balls. What's going on with me? And then the internet's like, you're dying.
And they're like, it's either you're dying or you're coming, man. I don't know what to tell you.
So I, you know, just decided to not do anything with it. And weeks go by. And one day I was in so much pain that I was keeled over. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, this does not feel good at all.
Kind of like my tooth.
Yes, so that's why I, you know, thought that's where you were going.
You're like, I'm going to go get my asshole removed.
Yeah.
Going to go get is that a lobotomy?
I don't even know. What's getting your asshole removed?
No, I might be. That
is lobotomy has to do with the brain.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, because I confidently thought a lobotomy was getting your asshole removed.
I guess there's the word bottom in it.
But, That might be my stupid brain. Anyways, please go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No worries. So I was in a lot of pain, and Nikki and I were just having dinner, and she was like, you should just go to the clinic now and see if they can take you. It closes very soon, so it was really close. I ran over to the clinic, and the lady at the front desk was like, sorry, no, you have to come back in the morning. We're not doing any more new patients. And the doctor was sitting at the computer, and she overheard this and was like, you know what? I'll just take you, like last like second patient. Like, let's go. Let's get this over with. Yeah. He's probably got a cold. I'll just, you know, prescribe him some Advil, and I'll be on with my day. No, that's not what happened. So we get into the room, and she says, what's going on? And I explain that I'm having this weird vibration sensation going on down there. So she says, unzip your pants, whatever, and she's examining and like feeling around, and it's like, this all feels normal, like cool, but we can do a prostate exam,
which is something I have not done yet. And if you are a young man who's just turned the age of 18 or older than that and you have not done that, please go do that.
It's
because it's for your safety.
Yeah, and they say that, you know, when you turn 40 is when you're supposed to get it done.
Oh, I thought it was when you're 18.
No, 40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes sense. So you're getting it early then.
Oh, way early. Way early. Yeah, so I didn't expect this. And I know...
You've never had a finger in the butt.
I've never. No, it's not my cup of tea.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You never had the... You never had the lady finger in the...
No.
In the
anything that gets near my butthole, like, I get a couple feet of air.
Is it too sensitive, or is it?
Yeah, it's just a weird feeling. It's a sensation that I'm not really a fan of, and like I understand, like a lot of dudes enjoy it because yeah, our G spots are up there. I'm the one who needs to open.
Oh, brother, are they ever?
I need to open, you know, broaden my horizons here.
You need to open your legs and, you know, let a lady finger play around with your little cup of coffee. Yeah,
maybe one day, but after this incident, it's gonna be a long time.
It's gonna be a while because now you're a little traumatized.
So I think when you get a prostate exam. I'm not too familiar, but you're supposed to, like, not eat anything or something like that.
Okay.
Or not drink anything. I don't even know.
Because of shit.
Yeah, they want it to be clean so that they, when they're looking around or feeling around, they
don't got to skulk around.
Skulk fucking... through the burger you had last night. So she goes, yes. And this doctor was a young woman, just to add to the uncomfortableness of the situation.
Great.
So she goes, I'm going to go get the jelly. You get in the fetal position. So there's my first curveball because I thought I would be standing and bent over, like the way John Mulaney describes it.
Oh, yeah, the way...
I'm an American. I'm proud. Yeah. Stick it in me. No, I had to get in the fetal position. So she comes back with the jelly, and on my thigh I have a tattoo that says, always, it's my Harry Potter tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
So she turns to me with the jelly on her finger, and she goes, oh, this tattoo, what is this? And I go, oh, it's my Harry Potter tattoo. She looked at me dead in the eyes, did not say anything, and then went, okay, and stuck her finger up my ass. And not gently, it went really hard, and she just goes, you're going to need to loosen your bum. I can't. Like, I don't know.
I also like I also love that it's, like, slightly shouted.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
She's in, like, yeah. Like she's down in a mine. Yeah. You're going to need to loosen your bum, asshole.
Yeah. So, I, you know, nothing's ever been up there before, so I'm trying to relax, but there's this thing that's just been shoved up quite aggressively, and then she's done, and she yanks it out, you know, like, really aggressively, really too, and I'm, just like John Mulaney did, I'm apologizing, like, I'm sorry, I'm really, yeah. I'm sorry.
Because because in your mind, it's not that someone has entered you without you wanting it, they have entered you without them wanting it, and you're like,
yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm your last patient of the day. You didn't even have to see me, but now you have. And
you got to go home now.
Yeah. You're just about to go home, and you've got my unwanted particles on your finger. Jesus.
Well, she had a glove on.
She had a glove on, but still. So, you know.
How strong are those things?
Exactly. It's like one piece of material. So she...
Did she have nails?
I don't even know. I'm assuming no.
I would assume so, too.
Yeah, I'm assuming most doctors...
You couldn't,
Keep it trimmed keep it manicured. But yeah, so she goes, everything seems good down there. we'll get you an ultrasound. So, great. I've walked home now. Half an hour ago, I thought I was just going to be having dinner, and I instead have had fingers up my butt. And I don't feel the greatest about it because... When it's something is pushed up there really hard and yanked out really fast, you almost feel a sense of emptiness. I feel like that's what I was feeling. It was like a sense of like something's not right.
Oh, you've been opened up.
Yeah, and not in a gentle like
in a way
arousing way.
No,
you know,
in a way where you still feel
in a medical way. Yeah, it was like it was still in there. So. You know, nothing was wrong, and then I got my ultrasound, and everything came back clean, so I still now sit every day, and my balls are still buzzing, and I don't know what's wrong.
Every day, someone still calls.
Yes, exactly.
Someone calls.
Someone's calling me.
You're like an old person waiting for the phone to ring. You're like,
yeah,
still buzzing.
Wish I could answer
it. You didn't do my favorite part of the story, though.
What part of the story?
When she takes off the glove.
Oh, and goes, gah!
Yeah, yes! The frustration
yeah.
and the disgust of your own butt.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing.
Jesus. So, yeah, I have to go for a follow-up. I've been avoiding it because I don't want to ever see her again.
anyone who yells at
Sorry, I forgot to mention this. So, because I was in so much pain, I was icing my balls earlier that day. Or, like, earlier that hour. And I just got up to go to the doctor and took the ice off my balls. But because I was icing my balls, my underwear had gotten wet from the, you know, from the ice. So my light gray underwear that I was wearing were now, like, wet and looked dark gray.
Oh,
so
no.
She was probably like, what the fuck did this guy do?
Yeah.
He's coming in at the end of my shift asking me to give him a prostate exam and his underwear is soaking wet. Like, is
this
it sweat?
Fucking,
is it pee?
This
what the
fucking freak.
Yeah.
Pisses himself.
I swear
and
it's
then
us.
Asked me to stick a finger in his butt.
Yeah.
This weirdo wants me to touch his piss-covered ass.
I swear it's ice, doctor.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then what is she going to say? Why is your underwear wet? My balls are cold.
Yeah.
I was icing my balls. Yeah.
It's a Harry Potter tattoo. I swear to God.
Also, the only one who's ever been fingered after saying, "This is my Harry Potter tattoo." Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That was my last words before being entered.
Oh, I love that, Joey.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one more question, then we'll end, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. What is your favorite memory from our friendship? Well, you can do any friendship if you want.
I have a couple.
Okay.
So, favorite pure memory?
Yes.
Was when we were working together at track.
Right.
And I fell.
Yeah, that's a
It was really wet behind the bar, and it was really busy, and we were moving really fast, and in 2 seconds, my feet were in the air, and I fell on the ground really hard, and I just never will forget your face looking back.
Well, because I saw a man lay down in the middle of the air.
Yeah.
You were literally perperpendicular.
Yeah.
Is that right? Perpendicular?
Parallel to the ground.
You were parallel, and what it felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
Because through a minute, I was like, Joey's floating, and now he's hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so crazy.
I just remember your face in pure shock, and then the embarrassment of 200 people just saw me wipe out, and I'm going to pretend like it didn't hurt at all, but in reality, I'm in so much pain.
The wind's probably not
looking at me. Yeah.
You're probably like,
yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
What do you need to drink?
Yeah. Like, arm is covered in sludge.
It's covered in limes.
Yeah. That and...
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Can't stop burping. The pajama party we had back at Pierce's birthday.
What was the pajama party?
It was a pajama party. We all dressed in pajamas. You had your brown onesie.
Oh, was it my bear onesie?
Yeah.
I remember that party. Yeah,
and that was just a great night. Oh, that's awesome. We were all in our PJs and in onesies.
For a second, I thought you were referencing a different party, because at Joey's old house, there was a lot of parties to be had.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to reference the Christmas party.
Also a great party.
Everyone talked about wearing a suit to the Christmas party, and no one did except for me. And I showed up to the Christmas party in a full suit because I was like, well, I thought we were all dressing up. And everyone's like, who's the asshole in a full suit? And I went and bought the pants that morning because I was like, well, the boys are dressing up, so I got to go buy a new suit.
That's awesome.
And then immediately I changed.
Yeah.
And then I was wearing a shirt because I didn't bring other pants, but I did bring another shirt.
Yeah.
So I was wearing new dress pants and an old T-shirt that said Bermuda on it.
It's a great Christmas party attire.
But my outfits at your house. Or me puking at your house, too.
You puking at my house, yeah.
That's a great party story, too.
Did you puke in the bathtub that night?
I didn't puke in the bathtub. I puked in the toilet. I'm not a monster. That's
good. Someone did puke in the bathtub that night. Yeah.
But it was not me. But then at your next party, you guys put all over the windows.
Don't puke in the bathtub.
Yeah. That was good times. I just said, don't puke in here, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Don't puke in
here, Jacob. I can be a puker. Are you a puker?
I'm a next morning puker if I am puking.
Right.
It's usually if I smoke cigarettes.
See, I can't do the puke next day.
I don't want to.
I will hold it back, and I will not let it happen. But I will puke the night of, and I prefer puking the night of because you don't remember it.
I think I would I'd puking the night of if I could. I never really have to. If I get drunk and that drunk and blackout, I think my brain just shuts off and I just kind of like look like this closed-eyed, smiling idiot.
Right.
But like I don't puke. It's not until the next morning where I'm like, ow. And then And then it's every 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It hasn't been that bad in a couple months.
You've been a tame boy.
Yeah, I've been tamer for sure.
It's great.
You're not the
fucking... You're not the wild buck that we once knew.
Yeah. That guy's dead.
Same here.
He's been dead for 10 years. He's been
And that's when we knew that Joey had never puked before in his life.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Oh, man. This has been an absolute blast. And thank you for listening to whoever's listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, guys. I think some people might make it through. I hope they do.
Yeah.
I assume people are making it through. There's been more people listening all the way through than I have assumed.
That's nice.
Which is really nice because I do go long, but I've been getting a lot of good comments on how long it is.
Yeah.
So I think people are going to make it through, and they've got some good nuggets.
Yeah. Good here. Little Chicken McNuggets.
Before we go, do you want to plug anything?
I mean, I guess I can't plug it because it's not out just yet. But if y'all want to follow at Blackout City Series for updates on when the show will come out and snippets of clips that will start surfacing once we have things being polished.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a follow. And I hope y'all enjoy it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go follow the show, man. It's going to be sick. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, 2020.
Follow Joey Belfiore on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's my Instagram if you want to follow.
Is it Joey
me.
Belfiore?
At Joey Belfiore, yeah.
Nice. For awesome, some phenomenal videos. You don't post a lot.
I don't post a lot.
But you post well. And that's something that I appreciate is...
Yeah, I don't want to ever be over-posting.
Don't overload it.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Congratulations on the pilot.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Congrats on this podcast. This is exciting.
Thanks.
I'm enjoying.
Buddy. I'm glad you're having fun, man. This is like my favorite thing.
Yeah. Great.
And thank you for being my friend.
I love you.
I love you too. All right, gang. That's episode 5 of Mr. Friendship. I've been your host, Jacob Sharp. This was Joey Belfiore. Fucking give her a like, give her a subscribe, give her a decent little review. I would love that. Yeah. Stay friendly, gang. Love y'all.